The crisis over secession in Spain's Catalonia region came to a head today in its capital, Barcelona. The regional parliament declared independence, and the national government then declared direct rule over the region. Jonathan Rugman of Independent Television News reports from Barcelona.
This morning, a crowd of several thousand gathered outside the Catalonian parliament, pressurizing MPs inside to vote for the independence they've been dreaming of and following their every move. Adding to that pressure, dozens of rebel mayors from across the region bringing their staffs of office, but all too aware they could lose that authority when direct rule is imposed.
If we have to disobey, we will do it.
You could be arrested, couldn't you?
Yes.
And sent to jail.
Everybody can be arrested. They can't arrest our hearts.
In the chamber, opposition MPs tried to keep talking, but it didn't work. Three parties walked out, shouting "Long live Catalonia" and "Long live Spain."
Sí. No.
The vote was 70 in favour of independence and just 10 against, with two abstentions. Amid all the backslapping here in the Catalonian Parliament, the applause, the sense of history in the making, what these MPs have effectively done is take this region over a political precipice into the unknown. But look at these Catalonian mayors waving their ceremonial staffs with delight and shouting for a freedom which Spain's leaders and Spain's constitution had refused to bestow. As the news broke outside, a crowd of many thousands joined in the celebrations. If there still is a majority in favour of Spanish rule, it had stayed away. And it didn't take long for the Senate in Madrid to vote for direct rule and for the Spanish Prime Minister to move towards imposing it.
The aim is to insist on taking back legality, and therefore I want to tell Spaniards and all Catalans to be calm, that things will be fine and will be measured as they have been up until now.